And welcome everybody to the Future Professional Wrestling Podcasting, the Body Slam Radio. Of course, my name is Duncan Welker. I am your host. And today on the Body Slam Radio, we are talking to a up-and-coming British indie star. His name is Benjamin Carter. He called himself the Prodigy Professional Wrestling. And well, from what I saw during tonight's Rocket City Championship Wrestling event, I can see why. So Benjamin, welcome to the show.
What's up, peasants?
Yes. So the first question I have for you, Benjamin, is how did you get involved in professional wrestling?
Well, obviously, growing up, I was a huge wrestling fan. And, you know, I was always very sporty growing up. I played a lot of soccer, and I always really excelled at that. But wrestling was always, like, the thing that I'd watch most on TV. It would be, you know, it got to the point where I was 16 years old where I was like, what if I actually were to try it? So I looked up, like, a local place, and it was the only place in the entire area. So I was very limited for options, but, you know, that got me started. And once I stepped foot in a wrestling ring, man, and started, like, doing the stuff, and, like, started learning, like, how it's done, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I can do this. I can be good at this. Like, I can, like, if I apply myself fully 100%, there's no reason why I can't, you know, get to where I want to be.
Right.
Achieve the dream, you know?
Yeah. That's a very good message for any up-and-coming talents trying to build their way up the wrestling ladder.
You know, if you've got a passion for it, then, you know, if you work 100% at it, you know, you're going to get somewhere.
Absolutely. So, next question is, I got to know some of the differences between the UK style of professional wrestling and the United States style.
It's funny because I'm, what, 20 years old now. I started wrestling when I was, like, 17, 18. And I only ever wrestled for that one place in my area in the UK. So my UK wrestling experience is literally just that. But from what I've seen, you know, I think the UK, in terms of, you know, strong style, I think it's more of a thing over there than it is in the US. I think in the US it's more, I don't want to say high spots or anything like that, but it's more kind of intricate stuff. But, you know, I've spent 90 to 95% of my career wrestling in the United States. So, you know, I think that's pretty unique for a person who is British.
Yep.
So,
that's very unique. You know how you said it. So another question I got to ask is belts. As wrestling fans, we all love them, and their design and lineage can hold, you know, great memories in our heart. For example, my favorite belt is the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, the 10 pounds of gold.
Mm-hmm.
For you, what is your favorite title belt and why?
It's gonna be the IC, isn't it? Like, yeah. I think the new design. Like, we're talking the one with the white leather.
Which company here? We got WWE.
Oh, we're talking WWE. I mean, like, I'm a WWE guy. Like, I mostly watch WWE. I mean, like, I'll try and catch some, like, some indie stuff and some, like, New Japan stuff. I'll obviously watch AEW when you know it comes out.
Right.
But I'm a WWE guy. And you know, the IC title, especially, you know, with my trainer Seth Rollins winning it recently, you know, like, you know, that's the title that I really feel that, like, you know, I'd really like to win. And obviously, you know, the WWE title. So
yeah.
Apologies for that,
brother. That's fine. So, as a wrestler, you've wrestled hundreds of matches that I'm sure you could consider your favorite match. But not only do I want to know that, I also want to know which match is your favorite that you've ever watched, whether it be on television or, you know, seen live.
Well, I think one of my favorite matches was AJ Cena at SummerSlam, because it's like, I'm a huge AJ mark, man. Like, I tend to kind of mold my in-ring style around him, and, like, you know, I don't try and emulate styles exactly, but, you know, I like to kind of do the things he does, but I like to put my own spin on it. And he's always been my favorite wrestler, you know, and a close second being Seth Rollins. But AJ and Cena for me. And in terms of my favorite match that I've wrestled, I mean, like, I had a really good match at Resolute Wrestling with Toby Farley. That's up on my YouTube channel, The Prodigy of Pro Wrestling. Also, a quick plug for my social medias, at The Prodigy of Pro Wrestling on Instagram and at The Prodigy of PW on Twitter. I had a good match with Toby Farley. I just had a good match with Billy Buck at the SCI Rumble. But in terms of my favorite match, I can't put a label on it. I think the best is very much yet to come.
Fair enough. So as a wrestler, and I'm sure a lot of wrestlers have this sort of dream match scenario, but for you, who would be your
Seth
dream
Rollins.
Match?
Because I trained at Black and Brave Wrestling Academy this summer, so I got to be under his tutelage for, you know, 3 solid months. And, you know, he doesn't just slap a name on a school. He's there. You know, we train 3 times a week for 5 hours, and, man, he didn't miss a session in, like, 12 weeks. Well, he missed the first 2 weeks because he was doing the Saudi Arabian
thing.
And then the European tour after Mania. This was in May, but after that, man, he didn't miss a session for, like, 10 weeks straight until we graduated. So I think, you know, I played the scenario in my head a million times of, like, how, you know, if I ever was in the ring with Seth, then I could, you know, we could play up the fact that, you know, he's trained me. And, like, one day, me staring across at Seth Rollins in a WWE ring, that's the goal.
It's a very high goal, but after
it
seeing...
It has to be. You gotta set high goals if you want to be successful.
Right, but after seeing your work here tonight and seeing some of your work on your YouTube channel, you know, I believe you can achieve that.
Dude. Thank you, man.
So,
really,
so final question here. You mentioned Seth Rollins trained you, and many wrestling schools, you know, their trainees get to learn what their trainer is like beyond the character. Granted, if the school is run by a former wrestler, mm-hmm. or even an active wrestler. So mm-hmm. for you, and I'm sure many other trainees, learned what Seth Rollins was like behind the character, but we haven't yet as fans. What is he like?
Seth is, he's a very, and this isn't in a negative way, because he's very straight and to the point, and he can be very blunt at times, and, you know, he's very, you know, he's got a mindset of, you know, if you're not being coachable, if you're not, you know, doing what you're supposed to be done, if they have to tell you multiple times to do stuff, something, and you just continue not to do it, you know, he's gonna get on your ass about it. He's very much like, you want to slap these kids in the mouth so you realize that, you know, this stuff ain't easy and you have to be coachable. But in terms of, you know, who he is as a person, as opposed to a trainer, you know, he's very chilled out. And I personally found him, you know, he was a very approachable guy, and we had good conversations. And, you know, I just sent him a Facebook message asking to, you know, review one of my matches and give it a critique. And, you know, he got back to me straight away. So he's very humble and he never forgets where he came from. And, you know, he doesn't forget about his kids, you know, and when he says his kids, we're talking about the graduates of the school. So, I mean, I think he's a great dude.
Right. So, thank you so much for coming on the show this week.
No worries, man.
And like I said earlier, I'd like to thank Benjamin Carter for coming on the show. And I'd also like to thank you guys, listeners, for tuning in. So, for the Body Slam Radio, I'm Duncan Wilker, and I'll see you guys next time.